Your Eminence, could you give us just a brief historical background to the conflict that has led to the independence of South Sudan?
The usual background for conflicts within a country, when there are injustices and oppression and the lack of recognition of the rights of people, bad living conditions, I mean, all those things people protest about and complain about, and nobody seems to listen. And when the protests of the people, any protest of the people, even if they are asking such an innocent thing as to give me more food, is considered by those in the government as a rebellion against the government. And so they take action against a poor man begging for food as the same action as somebody who gets a gun and begins shooting down policemen and so on. I mean, those are the kind of things that started this war. The southern people saw that their complaints and their appeals and so on were falling deaf ears. So they decided to take up arms, hoping that with that, people will listen to them.
What was the role of the Catholic Church in the peace process in Sudan?
It did much, actually, to convince people that through by violence and conflicts and so on, no solution would be found to this thing. And so the better way to take was that of dialogue, and then trying to cooperate with one another in order to reach it, to reach this. So we had been talking to the government, and on many occasions we had to tell the government clearly that certain policies being pursued are not in favor, will not help us to get peace. And then the southern people, those who are fighting also, we told them that they must develop also politics of peace, not simply a war for peace, but to propose ways in which peace can be achieved without having to kill people or to destroy things. And so even in many, the way they were organized was all based on the military strength. It was never that of promoting among themselves. I mean, people who could speak, people who could discuss things. And those who could speak, even if they spoke well, were not considered, because the consideration was reserved for military leaders. And so we tried to calm them to that. And then, of course, the common people was the call for prayer for peace. That's what we did really very strongly, in asking people to pray for peace, to do penance also for peace, and then to lead people to consider their own contribution to the war situation. Because many things began to develop in a very bad form among the people, like tribal wars, and then the question of looting property of people, and then some immoral behavior, which was always justified in terms of the war and so on and so on. So people develop the spirit of revenge and all these sort of things, which that definitely became a part of our pastoral insistence on the people. And then, of course, working to better the condition of the people also, that was there's been a big struggle. The question when there was hunger and things of this type, and the transport of food was difficult because of either lack of transport or because of the insecurity involved. And then the question of the education of children, especially in the schools and so on. We opened quite a big number of schools during the time of the war, which at least took up a large percentage of the youth and so on to think of something other than taking up arms and going to shoot people. The same thing was done in our aim of developing the women, convinced that women can play a very active role in bringing about peace and of convincing people of the need of peace. We sort of recruited women and these women groups in order to talk and to convince and educate people in the villages about the need of peace, because of so much destruction was being produced around there. And then, of course, they encouraged the women also, this literacy among the women, because the illiteracy among the women was very high. We tried to convince them that you cannot go into the war, but what are you doing at home to do? What are you staying at home to do? Why don't you learn how to read and write so that you can also help your children? When they cannot go to school, you yourself, the mothers and the sisters, would help them to develop. And so the number of women and the girls who went on for studies rose a bit better than in the past.
Looking at the forthcoming independence celebration, is there any religious celebrations planned for, and what kind of celebrations will they be?
The Bishop's Conference have asked or have planned that there will be a religious celebration, not necessarily on the same day, but after it. All dioceses, there should be celebration of thanksgiving and so on for the people. There is bound to be in all the dioceses this celebration of thanksgiving to God, and also the question of acknowledgement of the good that those who worked for peace have achieved for the country because of this agreement. With this celebration of independence, we are also saying goodbye to the past and embracing a new thing, which should be a new thing without fighting, without quarreling or anything. It will be a new thing of reconciliation and of forgiveness and of solidarity, working together and loving one another. So on that line, there is the celebration. It actually started already some time before. There was a kind of a plan, everyday prayers for peace, and then certain themes for reflection and so on, all building up to the day of independence. For instance, on the night before the independence, people were supposed not to sleep. They were to stay around and then have a bonfire that is calling in the new one, which they would at the dawn of the day they would set fire to. And from it also they would be eating their breakfast and so on. So it is something new produced from their own hands.
What would be the role of the Catholic Church in the new South Sudan?
I think it's to keep the momentum of peace and of reconciliation and of unity going on. Because we entered into this process now. It is actually an act of God's providence that some of the really big conflicts that were being developed and were rising among the Southerners themselves, different tribes, the cattle raiding, and then just massacring people without reason and so on, that these things have stopped now. I hope it is not stopped in order to be resumed. I hope it is stopped for good. And it is how to continue keeping people very, to take the peace here as something so precious that they will not just let it be thrown away.